Joe Rogan genuinely concerned about drone sightings after expert theory emerges. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 16, 2024. Podcast powerhouse Joe Rogan says he is genuinely concerned about recent drone sightings in the tri-state area after an expert theory emerged. "This is the first video about these drones that has got me genuinely concerned," Rogan said in reaction to a video posted by John Ferguson, the CEO of Saxon Unmanned, a Kansas-based company specializing in unmanned and autonomous remote system technologies, who shared his theory. "As a professional, as a subject matter expert, I wanted to give you all my opinion on what I think could be going on with these drones," Ferguson said in his video posted to TikTok on Saturday, adding, "I don't particularly believe that these have a nefarious intent." Ferguson went on to remind viewers that back in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan had dismantled the nuclear program with Russia, and there were countless nuclear missiles that were disarmed and disposed of. "Well, I believe there were over 80 nuclear warheads that were in Ukraine that came up missing," the CEO added. "We don't know where they are, and I speak with some pretty high-level government officials on this stuff. Watch below. So, I spoke to a gentleman a few months ago who was trying to raise an alarm to the highest levels of our government, which, they had their ears closed, about this one particular nuclear warhead that he physically put his hands on," Ferguson revealed. "He physically touched this warhead that was left over from Ukraine. He knew that that thing was headed towards the United States," he added. "And everyone knows that the United States government, this administration, is pushing to get into a war with Russia," Ferguson elaborated. "Well, back up a few years, do you all remember when those drones were mysteriously flying across the Interstate 70 corridor from Colorado, and up into Nebraska, down here into Kansas, and out into Missouri? Well, it was believed that those drones were looking for radioactive material, because there had been some material that came up missing here in the United States. And they felt like it was a high probability that the nuclear or the radioactive material would be taken along the Interstate 70 corridor, heading east or west or south. So from what we understand, they were out there trying to find this radioactive material," Ferguson said, adding that drones have no reason to be in the air at night, unless you're doing some type of ISR, intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, work. "There's no reason for a drone to be flying at night, because they don't see shit," the CEO added. Ferguson went on to claim that the drones could be trying to smell a gas leak or radioactive material on the ground. "The only reason why you would ever fly an unmanned aircraft at night is if you're looking for something," he said. Ferguson said that if these are U.S. drones, they are not nefarious intent, and the only reason why they would be flying, and flying that low, is because they're trying to smell something on the ground. That's it. There's no other reason for a drone to be flying around the air, at night. So my belief is they're trying to smell something on the ground. Gas leaks, radioactive material, whatever," Ferguson stated. Elsewhere, the CEO noted that the man he spoke with who was trying to raise the alarm that a deadly weapon was on its way to the United States had never received a response from the U.S. government. "This government did not do anything at all," he said. "It left Europe, it's out there, and now it's gone." Ferguson clarified to Breitbart News that his company is not a government-backed agency for the USDOT, U.S. Department of Defense. "We simply build aircraft for a larger defense contractor," Ferguson said. "My message was just simply to provide a technical response to some of the concerns out there." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.